didn't come from anywhere. They've always been here. They just had different names. Way back when, they were the Klan. Not so long ago, they were the Oath Keepers. Few people know that Columbia County was a focal point for the Oath Keepers all the way up until 2009. I started in 2009. From 2009 all the way up until 2017, yep. Columbia County was the headquarters for Oath Keepers in New York State.
Yeah, didn't our former congressperson speak at the Oath Keepers around?
Yes. There is a hate watch report that featured a YouTube video where Faso is speaking. He's the lead speaker. He introduces the Constitutional Sheriff Award. And, of course, the MC of this is the former John Wallace, the former chair of the Chatham Republicans. And he had the statewide office out of his home here in Chatham, New York. So a few people recognize that just as late as 2017, when John Wallace died, that the headquarters of Oath Keepers New York was here. The Oath Keepers started in 2009 at the same time that Rhodes started up the Oath Keepers nationwide. And Rhodes spoke at all three of the award dinners, the second award dinner being that one that Faso spoke at. And that also gets on to another hate watch report that we had last year on the Constitutional Sheriff Movement. We often get these questions about, well, have the far right penetrated into police departments and what type of vetting is going on? And we wanted to point out, well, what good is vetting if the person doing the vetting is an Oath Keeper? And that was the case right in Greene County and still to the case up in Lewis County and a few other places in New York State, where they are strong, strong members of the constitutional movement. And if you take an opinion for mine to be of any value, I'm more worried about the Constitutional Sheriff Movement than I am the Oath Keepers. When it comes to the Oath Keepers, I think most people took down their banner and crawled back into their hole, but they reemerged in a different manifestation.